Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live. I'm your host, Prophet Ellen Bynum, to Prophecy Night on Friday. I thank you all for joining me, and I know that you all are not here by accident. I would like to greet each and every one of you that is in the switchboard and those that are listening via internet. If you need to retrieve any of Prophecy Night and Relationship Night segment show broadcasts, you can do so at blogtalkradio.com/prophecynight. Or you can reach me on social media, Facebook, at facebook.com, First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. So once again, God bless you all. And just thank you for joining me. You know, prior to coming on live, I'm always in a position where my spirit is quiet and my spirit is calm, because it's so important for me to hear what God is saying and what God wants me to be a blessing to those who come here live on Prophecy Night. And it's so amazing, because as I was sitting here, the Lord began to, and we're not going to be long tonight, because tonight is going to be about giving you all the prophecy, the word of God. And when I do that, Prophecy Night is done with, at least for Friday. But I want to say this. The Lord began to take me back into Second Chronicles, chapter 4, chapter 7, verse 14. And you can read that after the show, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. And I actually turned to it, and I want to read it today. Let's see what version. Let me do the King James. It reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'm reading like that for a reason. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. God say, take it in the easier form. Okay? Let me read it in the English Standard Version. It reads, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. And I pause on that as I'm pausing now, because this word is for me also. And I begin sitting here saying to myself, if my people, and I say, for God to have spoken like this, I could just imagine how he felt talking to his people. Does anyone who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and take acknowledgement that they are family in the kingdom of God, and take acknowledgement of their Savior, Jesus Christ, death, burial, resurrection, and I can keep going. For God to have said something like that made me thought a lot as I was waiting to come on live. And I say this, the Lord began to show me the suicide bombing they had in Brussels. That's the most recent one that I'm aware of. But I know that they are bombing and killing and service tax all day. I know with the election, the big talk, you know, about Donald Trump, all the way down to whoever of the candidates for election for new president. And I sit here and say that how can we be as believers, kingdom of God, and not pray or refuse to pray? Okay. Well, prophetess, the scripture didn't say that. No, it didn't. Because he goes on to say, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I'm going to stay there. To humble yourself before the Lord means that you are in the presence of the Lord. That means you are lined up with exact obedience and who the Lord is, who your Savior is. And you forgot about yourself and who you are. And you forgot about the things that are wicked still inside you. I can say that because as long as we're on this earth, we have this flesh. And I know about the flesh have to die daily, but everybody's flesh doesn't die daily. And what really got me here in the scripture, and I'm actually seeing it for the first time. God actually showed me this for the first time. Then I will hear from heaven. He said, then I will hear from heaven. So if we are believers, if we are the people of God who has been called by his name, and if we don't humble ourselves and pray and seek the Lord's face, and if we continue to sin and do wickedness, then that means that the Lord doesn't hear from heaven. All right, God, please, just I ask you to give me patience with this. This is the first time that God gave me this revelation. Well, prophetess, did you just messing this whole thing up? No, no, I'm not. Because he goes on and says, if we obey his command, not only he will hear from heaven, he said that he will forgive us for our sins and heal the land. I'm pausing there for a second because I wanted to register with your spirit. So now the prophet is asking the question. We know, according to biblical prophecies, because all the biblical prophecies have not come to pass as yet. We know that we're going to have war of evil. We know that we're going to have assassination. We know we're going to have killings. We know we're going to have all of that because there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and then there's Satan's kingdom. But the point of the matter is that if we, as God's people, prayed enough and obey God and seek God, he said he would hear from heaven. So now let every one of God's people who hear this divine revelation from the Lord begin to pray. Are you telling me that God says in this scripture that not only he forgives the sin, he will heal the land? Why do we have cancer? Why do we have diabetes? Why am I taking high blood pressure medicine? Why is somebody schizophrenic? Why is somebody bipolar? Why is somebody wicked and evil? Okay. God says, the problem is, not only are we not praying like we should, but most of us don't even know how to pray.
Okay. Okay, okay, Lord, help me.
I asked the question one day. I don't know when, so that's what I'm saying, one day. I asked a question one day. I say, will God answer all prayers? Somebody told me yes. Why would he not want to answer all prayers from his people? And I told this person, I said, God does not answer all prayers. Anything that's contrary to the plans of God for your life, anything that God has planned and has orchestrated and set forth for your life, anything that's the opposite of that, God will not do. Sometimes what happens is when we go before God, we might bring those things to our life and cause us to be in a situation that God never planned it to happen. Okay, somebody said, well, prophetess, I pray from 12 midnight to maybe about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Or prophetess, I've been shut in maybe for 3 days. Or I'm praying with different prayer lines at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever the time may be. God didn't say that. See, what happened now is that we lost sight to a continuous prayer. What am I saying? We pray when something happens. We pray when we feel like it. We pray if we think that we have not prayed enough. We believe that we do God a favor by saying, well, let me just pray right now. And I come to understand that if the Lord had to speak to us to be faithful in our prayer, what in the world is the Lord saying about you right now? See, I'm not going to answer that. That's what God says to leave with you. I remember, and I'm speaking of myself now, I remember a time physically I was around the clock praying, not knowing that I was praying for today then. And some things have changed in my life, and I don't like to say limit because the Lord is not limit. But there's certain things that happen in my life where what I used to do, everything has changed. And God is saying, this is not so, even for me. God said the only way that you could keep a continuous prayer, you have to humble your spirit. And that's the problem that most of us have that is listening right now. We have difficulties in humbling ourselves before the Lord. And that's why we cannot seek his face. That's why some of us can't even hear him, let alone answer a prayer. But if we all got on post, all of us, believers in Jesus Christ, the saved, Holy Ghost filled, the sanctified, the one who's been Bible school teacher for 30 years, the one that's been over the men's ministry for 5 years. The one that's been ministering the choir for 3 years. The pastor who has been the shepherd of a Pacific church for 20 years. Or a pastor who already has his prayer line and had it for 5 years. God is saying that is not enough. Lord, what more can you want from your people if we're not praying enough? And God begins to share with me, when you don't pray like you should, how can I hear from heaven on your behalf? And God is saying that most of us, when we pray, we think that we are doing the Lord a favor. Well, prayer with the Word of God is your only weaponry that God has given every believer. I cannot begin, and maybe I never will understand this. Maybe it's not for me to understand this. Maybe it's for me to just say it and let God move and work according to his will and not my will. If prayer and the Word of God is our only weaponry, and we're only praying, but we are not applying the Word, or we are applying the Word, no, God said that can't happen. You can't apply the Word and don't pray. If you apply the Word, God says that it will cause you to pray. There's changes that still needs to be done. And every one of us, every one of us, God said tonight no one was excluded. So I got to sit down right next to everybody that is listening to God's Word live on Prophecy Night. When the last time you humbled yourself? When is the last time you seek the face of God? When the last time you turn your face to what you knew was wrong? And how desperate are you wanting God to heal your sins and heal your land? How open are you to what God is speaking on this hour? That's the word that's going to be left with every one of you tonight. I know about the seasons we have, and there are seasons where God will have us just strictly just praying. I understand that. But how willing are you to the Word of God so that he can hear from heaven, so that he can give instructions, so he can tell his people what they need to do, what they need not to do, whatever it may be? God is willing to forgive every sin from anybody tonight, even including mine. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not excluded. If I come on the show as a prophet and say that I don't sin, then I'm lying. If I would go a spirit, then I can come and say I don't sin. Because spirit can't sin, but the flesh can. Whether it's word by expression, whether it's whatever it may be, whatever that sin may be, you cannot get too many leaders in the church to pray on the scripture because what it does, it cuts people's toes off. And some leaders fear that if they preach this word, that they will lose members and also the offering. And when we come away from being a compromising spirit, then we can hear from the Lord. Let this scripture ring in your spirit. Wherever your hiding place is, that with the Lord, so let it be. So let it be. Our prayer is not enough no more. 30 minutes prayer is not enough no more. 5 minutes prayer is not enough no more. But listen to what God is saying. All he's asking us to do is humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from your wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sins, the scripture says, their sins, and I will heal the land. That's why one of the big reasons the world is where it's at today, and I'm only speaking about God's people, because our first ministry really should be spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to all those who don't know about him. Not coming in agreement with nothing, or coming in agreement with his words. And I'm going to stop right there, because the Lord has gotten everybody's attention that's listening. It's time out for the foolishness that we do sometimes regarding to prayer. You are going to miss heaven if you don't obey God. Yes, I said it. You're going to miss heaven if you don't obey God. And I want to say this, and I want you all to listen real good. Everyone that hears this voice of God from my own spirit, if the Lord looked down on you tonight, what will he see? Keep that to your heart. Keep that to your heart. And then I want you to take it to God in prayer. You here on earth for a reason. Every one of us is here for a reason, and we all have jobs. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Whether it's together or not, God has a plan. God bless you all.